75 degrees in Anger. Yesterday, emergent management directors for the state of North Carolina and Wake, Harnett, Lee, and Chatham counties were notified that part of the fixed siren alert system within the 10-mile energy planning zone of Duke Energy's Harris Nuclear Plant were activated. With us now to discuss what happened as well as protocols for what would happen if there was an actual emergency is Darshan Patel, emergency management team leader for Wake County Government. Darshan, good morning. Really appreciate the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Can you tell us exactly what happened yesterday and why those sirens went off?
Yeah. So actually, our staff just before 8 a.m. Received calls from the public as well as some partner agencies that they were hearing sirens. It was not a normal test day, which kind of led us to immediately jump into action and figure out what was going on, corroborate the reports that sirens were going off, and then confirm with the plant that there was no emergency there. From our understanding from Duke Energy, there was some maintenance that was occurring, and some of the sirens were inadvertently turned on as a part of that maintenance, regular maintenance program, to ensure that they are always ready to alert the public if there is an emergency at the plant.
You mentioned not being a normal test day. I know Duke Energy said they were conducting some silent testing yesterday. How routine is the testing at the Harris plant?
So in terms of tests that you can hear, there are quarterly siren tests that are published with dates. They happen once a quarter throughout the year, and one of those tests is a full-volume test where the sirens are brought up and run for the full activation period. In terms of normal testing, just like any other emergency system, you know, it requires maintenance and it requires testing. And so there are silent testing and things that happen in the background all the time to make sure that the communication systems are up, to make sure that all the internal parts are working. And, you know, routinely things can go wrong. And so they require maintenance. And as a part of that maintenance program, I believe yesterday is Duke Energy said that some of those sirens were inadvertently activated.
I am curious, what's the protocol for you and your team sending out those alerts, whether it be for the Harris plant or other alerts?
Yeah, so, you know, we are have a system in place for Wake County, what we call Ready Wake Alerts. Mm-hmm. That allows us to send notifications to folks that have signed up for our alert system, as well as access the federal public alert and warning system named IPAWS. That allows us to do the wireless emergency alert, similar to what we put out yesterday, where we can activate, you know, the emergency notification tones and messages on cell phones. In any case, you know, if we got a request from a law enforcement agency, from a fire department, for any other emergency use, we would take that request, one, validate that request, make sure it was appropriate to send an alert for, and then work through the process of creating the text to be able to put into the system and send out the door.
What do you want people to know about the work that you and your colleagues at the emergency management team do outside of making sure these alerts are sent out? What else do you guys do on a daily basis?
So one, the biggest thing that we do is work with our partner agencies in the community to ensure that we have appropriate plans and procedures in place for you know, large-scale emergencies, you know, complex things that may be happening that require us to alert the public for. And most importantly, we work day in and day out, you know, in terms of these alerts to make sure that we have systems in place that we can validate as quickly as possible the information that needs to get out to the public so that we can provide timely and, most importantly, accurate information to the public.
Kind of piggybacking on that, let's assume for a second there was an actual emergency, and we hope that never happens. What are the procedures if there was, maybe yesterday, for example, if that was an actual emergency, what would the protocols and procedures be like after sending out the alert?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the Harris Nuclear Plant is unique in the sense that the 10-mile emergency planning zone around the plant encompasses four counties, so Wake, Chatham, Lee, and Harnett counties. And even yesterday, as we tried to corroborate the information that we were receiving in a real emergency situation, we would also be working with our three other county partners and the state of North Carolina to ensure we had a coordinated response. So once we could corroborate that information, the messages went to the public about the nature of the emergency and what we are asking them to do or not to do. We would make sure that we continue to have a coordinated response across all four counties And ensure that we could quickly implement any sort of protective actions should they be required.
As I let you go, you mentioned earlier about signing up for alerts. If there are listeners who maybe are not signed up for the alerts or not sure if they are signed up, how can they go about making sure they get these alerts from Wake County government?
Absolutely. So for those folks that are in work or live in Wake County, readywake.com is the website you can go to. It takes about 5 minutes to sign up. You can choose any number of addresses to be alerted for. It could be home, school, work. You can tell us how you would like to be alerted. If you prefer a text message over an email or a phone call above all else, that's the opportunity that you have to be able to sign up. Now, as part of the Harris plant, our other three county partners also have alerting systems. If you reach out to the local emergency management agencies in those counties, they can direct you to the emergency alert systems for those counties and get you to sign up there.
Outstanding stuff. Darshan Patel, Emergency Management Team Leader for Wake County Government. Really appreciate your time and your perspective, and thanks for all that you do to keep our community safe.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. 8:17 or 7:18, your WPTF News Time. Here's Craig Green with a look at traffic.